Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Art and Labor. This episode is it's a dispatch. We went to Hudson Yards. It's windy. we went to a show at White Columns, but we're going to talk about that in a different episode. So, but we walked from like 20. No, we walked 20th Street to 30th.
We walked from Whitney to the shed, and we saw...
That's a great way to put it, Lucia.
Cars, we saw trucks, we saw buildings and people, and don't you know we had opinions about all of it.
But gosh darn, we got some good zingers in there, but you can hear us probably like losing our soul slowly and then finally getting swallowed into, spoiler alert, a gate into hell.
Whoa. You're going to have to listen and find out what we're talking about, because it sure as hell isn't at the Hudson Yards. That's some other thing. Anyway, check it out. It's a great episode. You're going to love it.
Oh,
you're going to love every moment of it. We joke, we rip, we slap. It rules.
Yeah. Have fun, everyone. Back at it again at the Krispy Kreme inside of Chelsea Market.
We're on the street and I'm looking at a Volkswagen. Is that a Golf? Looks like a Golf Volkswagen. It's submerged
in water.
In water.
I'll take a picture.
It looks great here.
You got it.
Yeah. You can't really... you heard that. That was the camera. I'll get a picture of the tire so you get the sense of how much water there is. It's a lot of water, folks.
It's Friday evening. We're in New York's Chelsea District once again to do
more recon. We're gonna go on a field trip, everybody. We're going to Hudson Yards, everybody's favorite shit.
Literally nobody's favorite shit.
Everybody loves this place and feels like it's a great addition to the city's cultural sphere.
we didn't really know where it was, so we had to look it up on Google Maps. I'm like, it's in Chelsea, right? Let's just
go to
White Columns because I want to see the show there.
Oh, that was a great show.
And it was a really good show. But now it's like really windy and like cold, and we have to walk like 15 blocks.
We just want this to be painful for us, just because you should have to suffer for an experience like.
But Lucia, people travel from all over the world just to do exactly what we're doing right now. Walk into the Chelsea Market, a bunch of fucking Aryan-looking Long Island kids or something like that. And then keep going, go to the big galleries,
yeah.
go to Hudson Yards, check out the vessel.
I want to see some really approved of shit, you know? Like, I want to see a Richard Serra show at the Gagosian Gallery. I want to see...
Yes.
A Yayo Kusama dot painting show. I want to see... a pile of different kind of spices displayed in a little booth, and everything is kind of like turmeric colored, or maybe it's like kind of like a nice deep kind of rust color that the walls are all painted, and then I pick out some spices by the scoop, and then I want to go home to New Jersey. I want to go back to work on Monday as a market analyst.
I want to take I want to take a private car back to my estate.
Oh, damn.
In Hudson, New York. You know, everyone's calling it the New Brooklyn. In Rhinebeck, New York, everyone's calling it the New Brooklyn.
Oh, yeah. I love it how many New Brooklyns there are, because the more you have, the more they can fight each other. And it just, it's a really interesting show.
And all the poor people lose from everywhere, not just from the city. All the people upstate too, fuck them over.
Yeah.
Because we need two homes. We need three homes.
Hell yeah.
People.
Also, we need to get out of Brooklyn.
I just want to escape, just for the weekend, you know, and it just, like, recharges me. I look at the leaves, and it, like, literally recharges me.
I was in Park Slope, and I was like, you know, oh my god, how annoying is my townhouse right now? And I just thought, this tree-lined street, how many, there's, like, one kind of tree on this street. I want to see all kinds of trees everywhere. I want to put my face in them. I want to nuzzle all the trees, and then I want to go to a place that's historically registered, and I want to put all my shit inside of it.
Oh, but Lucia, what about your three purebred huskies that live in the, you know, first floor of your apartment? What are you gonna do with them while you're away?
Well, they can stay if they want to. What I do is I practice consent with my dogs. I look at them. I stare them in the eyes. I say, do you want to come with me upstate? Do you want to come? I'll feed you oysters.
I'll feed you oysters. But, you know, normally what I do is I will hire, you know, one of those fucking dog services. You know, I found a really good one. It's only $50 for 5 days.
Wow.
And
wow. For $5 a day, you could hire a human to take care of your dogs.
It's true, and that's what makes the city great, you know, is
does your dog sitter have a live-in quarters in your place?
No, but the dogs do.
Oh, right. You can't trust people.
No,
you know?
Do not. Do not, you know?
Yeah. I hate this place.
It's really bad. I don't know why we did it again, because we already did it once, and we really needed to go to Chelsea for the show again.
Yeah, because everybody really likes it when I swear all the time.
It's bad here, folks.
It's bad. It's real bad. It's depressing. It's kind of, how do they call it, it's like dead?
It's dead.
Feels dead.
It's dead. Anything that was once interesting over here has been sucked dry. It's gone.
Hey, the tipsy parson is still there.
Is it though? It's gated and it's like 6.
Yeah, but I can see there's pillows inside, and they just got an A for a rating.
But closed at 6 on a Friday is not.
Yeah, but they're just sleeping a little.
Shh.
They're still there technically. And that's what matters.
You know what? We have a plaque now remembering
the tipsy parson.
But now it's a Chipotle. So win-win.
Yeah, it's like a Chipotle, but it's a breakfast location. Because they were like, oh, too many people come to Chipotle for lunch rush now that everyone has nowhere to eat for under $50.
Yeah.
So we just opened up a breakfast location to kind of like, you know, just space it out a little bit. If people want egg burritos, that's all we have.
It's like capitalists are so afraid of bread lines, but we've basically made breakfast burrito lines.
Yeah.
That's literally what the Pret is when you work in Midtown. If you go to the Pret.
Oh, totally.
That's literally what it is.
Yeah, it's every corporate structure has a first floor dining area where you just go and use your little company dollars, and then you get a chia seed yogurt cup.
Oh yeah. And all of your coworkers are also thin white ladies that get the same yogurt cup. And it's solidarity.
It is. Yeah, that's class consciousness. The chia seed class.
It is amazing when you work in one of those environments and for whatever benevolent reason the boss decides to bestow a free lunch onto his employees, and all the ladies are like, oh, it's my same Pret that I get every day, but this time it's free.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Oh, these bagels are pre-sliced.
I got my favorite Pret sandwich for free, and I get all the fixins that I don't let myself have.
Oh, yeah. Go for the capers, girl. You deserve it. It's just a little extra salt. You could throw it up later.
You get a soup, you get a side, and a sandwich. Oh,
and wow. It's, like, made out of natural materials.
I'm sorry, I really enjoy this take that, like, corporate culture is just breadlines.
Yeah, it is. No, that's totally true. Like, but the thing is that we have levels here. I just keep thinking of the Googleplex where you get to enjoy international cuisine and it's all in-house.
Oh yeah, you get all the options.
That's a bread world.
You can pick your bread.
You could take a tour.
Folks,
around.
If you like your bread, you can keep it.
Wow.
You can keep it.
I will.
It's all a. It's like, yeah, it's Devo. It's the illusion of choice.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm free because I can go into the Chelsea Market and buy food from all around the world. Therefore, I'm free.
Like,
Because my 15-minute break, that's supposed to be an hour break, but my boss gets too mad if I take it. I can go on a 15-minute break and pick any cuisine.
There's no way out except for through. And that's why Chelsea Market has two entrances and exits on either side of the whole block.
Three different dogs fighting. That's how you know you're in Chelsea.
One of them is a Dalmatian that is cosplaying as Hannibal.
No, it's actually cosplaying as Bane.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, take the city down, little doggy.
There's actual projects in Chelsea. That's what we're near now.
Mm-hmm.
I have a friend whose uncle has lived in one of those buildings for like 40 years or more or whatever.
Oh, yeah. That's incredibly lucky and also a psychic burden.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. When I work at the Board of Elections, there's this woman who she does census taking, and she's had a rent stabilized apartment in Ridgewood for like over a decade, and she was talking to me about how she would leave,
right,
if she could, and I'm just like, wow, that sucks.
Yeah, the whole thing with living situations is super awkward. It's just like, nothing about the city is good under a certain price point.
Totally. Like, oh, there's the big guy also.
Oh, hey guy.
That guy from the flag.
Yeah. Ooh, look at the little pointy tops of the buildings. Oh, and here's a Fresh Direct truck.
Oh wow.
And look at those dog toys are shaped like the president.
That'll get him.
Yeah, dude, you guys, if you want to do something, show people how you feel. You don't like the president? I've got a dog toy to sell you for $15 to $20, depending on size.
Oh, yeah, and... Yeah, I mean, before we started recording, we were talking about how people feel so helpless that they're like, everyone throws around like hot takes because it's like, I just need to tell people I hate this, but it's like,
oh yeah,
it's so impotent.
Yeah, we're about to go to the the throbbing ventricle circuitry of discontent, and we're gonna see what all of the hot takes are about. Are we gonna feel the same way about the vessel as Jerry Saltz? We're not sure. We might. We probably will feel like it is an ugly shape, and we're extremely disappointed that we let this happen. It took years, and we could have stopped it at any point.
But now that it's here, we're mad.
Yeah, but I like being mad. Oh, I'm so excited to get mad. How about you?
I've been mad at Chelsea the whole time I've been coming to New York City. It's like, it's just frustrating because, like, people, like, it's not until it's, like, right in front of them that they realize how bad it is. It's like people, like, there's so many people who can be like, yeah, it's gonna be really bad. But it doesn't, like, it doesn't ground people in a reality enough to do anything about it.
Yeah, that's true, but there also is a sense that nobody lives in Chelsea to even experience the badness anymore.
Oh, it's, yeah, that's a large part of it. That's something that, you know, we've talked about before, like, why a lot of, like, these developers get away with it is because it's like, if you're not grandfathered into a rent-stabilized place, then you're either, like, a transient college student or you are an extremely wealthy oligarch of some sort that has three homes at least and, like, hardly lives here.
Yeah. The whole job of city planning is figuring out how to redirect people into one area so that they all agree that a new Neiman Marcus would be a great idea.
Ooh. Ooh. Sorry, I heard that that cross really loud.
Yeah. Cross here. Get out of Chelsea.
Should we go west again?
I don't know. Looks like... Well, we can see the tops of Hudson Yard right now.
Yeah.
Looks like we should follow the shiny stuff.
Okay, let's go. Let's cut through the playground.
Yeah.
Where there are still children. There's like...
There are still children. There's hope.
There's still hope. But it's like... Oh, man. But they you know, like as we talk about, they're stripping away... public housing until it's unusable, and then they're stripping away rent stabilized apartments till they're unusable, and then they kick everyone out. And like, you know, the people who built Hudson Yards would love to just tear down all this like old public housing, you know, like, and build more Hudson Yards. Like, they're building Hudson Yards too, you know, in your neighborhood.
Yeah.
And that's all they want. They just want to keep going. They just want to keep going and keep going.
But yeah, that's it. It's kind of like the kind of slackness I feel is the same as like the inevitability of death or something. It's like, yeah. Wow, developers are going to be developing and the winds are going to be kind of incremental. But also, they're going to be, like, pushed back every step of the way if you look at the way the city's history has evolved, you know? It's always like, we've managed to protect, like, X amount of housing units for X amount of years, and then it just kind of is also swept away, and I don't know. I mean, I can see, like, the larger timeline doesn't give me much hope.
Yeah.
But I also don't know anything about this stuff, so I'm just like, you know, a victim of circumstance.
We all are, and it's impossible to know everything about all of it. So it's just like, and that's, you know, there's so much going on at once also. It's like, what the fuck? Like,
yeah, everybody's just got to pick a couple things to focus on.
My God. It's just like... I'm sorry, I'm just depressed.
No, it's a depressing thing. I'm depressed looking at it. It's really tall. That's one thing I noticed about it. It's very tall, and the sun is shining. It hurts to look at. I can't really make out the shapes of the buildings because the sun is reflecting off of them.
Because we're not supposed to look up, they're supposed to look down on us.
Right. Yeah, it definitely encourages you to stay in your lane.
Stay in your lane, because or else the people of means will, you know.
Just like laser you with the sun.
Yeah, they'll get ya.
Yeah.
They'll get ya. I can't believe that little marquee is still there. I remember when the the gas station was there. Wait, was the gas station?
Oh, I thought the gas station was north of here.
Gas station was maybe where this Hudson Market shit is. What the fuck is that? Oh no, it was there. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
But they, you know, it's really, really hard to remove a gas station. So that's why they've been taking it apart for like at least like 7 years or something.
Oh, and then as they were taking it apart, they did all of these art installations in there where they like covered up all of the construction. When they were like digging out the tanks and everything, they covered it up with AstroTurf just to be like cool and fun. And then they put little sculptures on top.
Cat.
Yeah, because we're in Chelsea.
Cat.
That's cat.
You know what was in Hudson Yards before Hudson Yards was a with friends, or no, not with, what are they called? Friends with you? Friends with you.
Oh, yeah.
A Friends with You installation. Aww. Of all the big balloon guys or whatever.
Yay! Oh, I love Friends with You. They're so friendly.
I mean, maybe that plot is still over there. I think it was also a roller skating rink for a bit.
Oh.
Over on, it was like over here. It's like over, it was over on the like the end of the High Line.
Right. That's cool. There's a roller skating rink at both ends of the High Line because the Hauser and Wirth on 18th used to be the roller rink for a while, too.
Oh, now it's a Hauser and Wirth. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Hey, listen, things, they're always changing for the richer. Look at that piece of trash building.
I hate it so much.
What the fuck is it? It looks like somebody made... It's like it's covered with Band-Aids, kind of.
You want to take a picture for the show?
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe somebody thinks this is cool.
I mean, in theory, it's interesting. It's just like...
Yeah, it's like pretty overly designed. Everything has rounded edges, so you can't like get any furniture.
It's, I mean, it's like every hotel has to have a gimmick to get people to stay there. It just feels like that to me. It's like the other one that's all the circles.
Oh, the Yotel?
I don't know. I can't keep the hotels straight.
Yeah. I don't know. I do love hotels, just, you know, on the occasion.
Dude, I love hotels. Like, I love thinking about, like, staying in one is such a treat. Like, I used to do it with my family when we'd drive across the country to go to the Midwest to visit relatives.
Yeah, it's fun.
I always fantasize about like staying in a hotel. I like the feeling of it, but it's like you know, the ones in Manhattan are like, you know, for the most part, just these like exorbitant, insane, like. High luxury things, not accessible to anybody.
Yeah.
And like, That's the thing. People treat architecture like it's like this big thing that's like for everybody. Everybody looks at it. Everybody appreciates it.
Oh, right. The great populist critique.
Yeah.
I just want to get into architecture because I'm a megalomaniac.
I want to get into architecture because I like seeing my dick on the skyline.
Yes! Mine is curvy. No corners on my dick, please.
Oh boy, you hear the trucks. That's how you know we finally made it to 30th Street. Because, there's...
We're also passing a trash processing procedure here. It's just on the sidewalk. There are people sorting bags of garbage and recyclables, and it looks like they're not being paid by the city.
No, they are literally looking for spare change through recycling.
Oh my god, look, it's the Neiman Marcus.
Cool, I don't have to think about that anymore.
Oh my god, being poor is so awkward.
God. God.
Wow.
We're here and I want to die.
We're here. It says Hola Hudson Yards, Little Spain. Little Spain is, it's just like a couple of weird brutalist columns, a fountain that just pours into the sidewalk. There's a little stairway that's going into an unfinished part of this overpass. It's Little Spain. I see the cultural reference.
I think they're building an escalator to the High Line there. That's my guess.
Good. So I don't want to walk up. I just want to... I'll walk when I'm there, thank you.
Is this thing so fucking ass backwards? Because, like, everybody, like, can see that, like, the High Line, like...
Whoa, look at that.
Oh my god, it's so pointy. Take a picture.
Yeah, that's the platform that you can look at the rest of the world off of.
Fuck, man.
It's a little triangle you could kill yourself on.
And they're like self-contained rich people village with their own power grid and their own mail service and their own... Let's go to the shops.
Yeah! I'm so glad you said that.
So, like I was saying, the High Line, of course, was like such a big deal after it was built. Everyone's like, this is so... cool, it was an old thing, now it's a new thing.
Yeah, also, thank you. I love trains.
Yeah. Oh, I hated it. Founding partner, Wells Fargo. Can we take a selfie?
Oh, yeah. Here we are.
And there's a Wells Fargo across the street over there.
Yay.
Yeah. We look like we don't belong here, which is bizarre because the two of us have both worked in Chelsea and around Chelsea for like a decade.
Yeah. I don't mind because all of these people don't belong here. They got here after we did. So I've got an attitude to make up for the fact that all my clothes are secondhand.
Oh, do you guys hear this background music?
Smooth, right?
I hate it.
Just getting into it. I want to watch the Equinox commercial on the wall.
This is exactly like that goddamn gaudy, awful fucking mall on Columbus Circle.
Oh, yeah. Jeez, look at this place. This is some very shiny inside as well.
It looks like a mall.
Yeah.
But fancier.
But fancy. There's a Kate Spade. You could buy a watch.
Should we keep going up?
Oh my god, there's a Sephora.
I'm overwhelmed.
I just want to go everywhere.
I keep not finishing my thought about the High Line.
Oh, yeah.
So then people are mad at the Highline for, you know, because it's like, it's art washing, it's gentrification, and that's true, but it's also, it's cool to have a park, and we should have parks.
Right.
If the thing hasn't, if the building or the thing hasn't been used in, like,
yeah,
50 years.
Totally. I would definitely argue that the High Line is not art washing because there weren't any, like, affordable housing units on the decrepit old piece of train track that was just sitting doing literally nothing in the city.
Yeah.
And, like, not everything is gentrification. Sometimes they're just doing a thing because they want people to walk on it.
Right. I mean, well, it's like gentrification and community development are like two sides of the same coin and can be the same thing, but can also be different just depending on who's looking at the coin and what it means.
Right.
To the coin.
I mean, sure.
I'm
like
using my metaphor.
The coin can be interpreted as having all kinds of things. Like, you see a George Washington. Was he an oppressor on that quarter?
Yes.
Yes. So we see the coin in the same way.
But, you know, it's also like their partnerships can't, like, it's like the thing itself was fine, I think, especially at first, but then as it grew bigger, I think now the organization of, like, the Friends on the High Line is pretty sus.
Oh, totally.
But,
like, yeah. It's pretty weird that it's, like, spawned this whole economy of people that otherwise can't afford to have any brick-and-mortar businesses, so there's just, there's, like, a really cool trades fair where people are just out there all year round, like, trying to survive, and they get a little token so that they can fight for existence to sell things outside.
Yeah, it's like Artisan Fleet. Like, these things pop up to take advantage of the fact that, like, all these folks who, like, should be able to have their own business have to, like, have it on a table outside.
Right. And, yeah, I mean, but just the fact that someone would initially decide to make a place have grass on it, basically.
Right. Like, I mean, and this Hudson Yards, too, built a park, right? And the park in this fucking shopping center, of course, is anyone can walk into it, but it's still private at the end of the day.
Right.
Which is a big problem.
Yeah, I wonder if we can break any of these rules that we've been hearing so much about. Apparently, there's lots of private rules.
There's rules in the public parks too, but
oh,
yeah.
Of course.
Let's
see.
Keep going. Wells Fargo and Hudson Yards are shaping New York's future together. Yeah, they are. Fuck.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
It's true. Hey, nobody is lying. That's the other part. There's no conspiracy here. They're telling you exactly what they want to do, and then they're doing it.
Yeah. Oh boy.
Ooh,
you remember
Cinderella malls?
Now it's
also malls.
Now it's malls again.
Yeah, but here, where there didn't have to be malls.
No, totally unnecessary. Like, this all could have been housing. Instead, we have another Uniqlo. We have, like, 6 Uniqlos in the city already. In Midtown already.
Well, maybe all of those locations are going to be dismantled, and then we'll just have this shopping center. And then we can start turning all the flagship locations into housing.
Oh, God. Which way do we go? Do we go more west or should we go more north?
Let's go north.
Okay. Oh, it's that guy. It's that guy, but it's an ad for the mall instead of art.
That's good.
It's that guy, but instead of it being a painting, it's a vinyl applique for a mall.
Damn, that's really accessible.
Excuse me, but it's actually how
wow,
privileged.
Look at it. Ooh, it's a block. Oh, it's a squiggle on a block.
This is the future of galleries. It's like
we're looking through a glass window, and there's art in the window, and the prices are on the tag.
Yeah,
you could get a Christy Coot, which is a block of plexiglass with a squiggle on the backside of the plexiglass. You could get it for...
$989. You know, they put it down a bit to be under $1,000. How courteous.
Ooh.
Oh. Oh. My God. Yeah.
Tubes.
Is the other...
Oh, that's in a plexiglass box.
This is literally the future of art galleries. They're also just partnerships with luxury brands.
And oh, yeah.
There's no... I mean, that of course is already happening, but it's very, like, with all the other stuff alongside the art, it's pretty fascinating to me. It's like they already made the art fairs to be more convenient to buyers. Now they're making it even more convenient by bundling the art fair model into the shopping mall, luxury shopping mall model.
So yeah, well, it's all
do
the
both
same,
at once.
It's all the same model. It's just that people had to have a specialized market for art because they weren't sure if they could, like, regulate the value system. So now they're just like, oh, actually, this has enough of a cachet that it can be sold as a lifestyle good, and it can be, like, paired with any value of lifestyle that we see. It's the same thing as, like, going to, you know, a zine fair. It's all on the same spectrum.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's like, oh, how much money do you have? What's your aesthetic? You can buy an art. You can also buy some clothes. Like, this is the same format, except the clothes and the art are thousands of dollars. And if you go to a zine fair, you can actually afford the stuff. So, I mean, this is our world, though. Like, you can just buy shit.
Yeah. No, it's no, I know. But this is the first that I have seen... like, you know, one-of-a-kind art pieces in a shopping mall. Or for sale, you know. I don't know. I don't think I've experienced that before.
Yeah.
I think it's interesting to discuss.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it's, like, it reminds me of when I was living in, like, this vacation town, Great Barrington, Massachusetts.
Oh, well.
And yeah. It's just like they kind of had the angle where, because there were so many seasonal shoppers, they were like, ooh, buy something special from the vacation town. And it just always was like, oh, this is so rustic. Like, ooh, now I'm really getting, like, an understanding of where
a piece
I am.
Of the local flavor.
Yeah. And now it's just like, oh, you can get a piece of any flavor.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
It's cool. It's awesome. Get a piece of flavor.
I'm sorry. I've been, like, looking at this, like, heinous, like, while you were talking, this heinous picture of the, like...
Ew. It looks like a piece of, tripe.
Oh, my God.
The vessel looks like tripe.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, I hate this. God, they just repackaged and resold the idea of a mall.
Yeah.
But this mall has street art of the mall on it.
This is a horrible picture. Should we describe it?
Yeah, well, let's go read the wall text.
Oh, yeah. What is happening?
Oh,
there's Pokeballs.
And there's Powerpuff Girls.
Ooh, it's all the things.
Everyone else is saying the same thing behind us.
Oh my God. And look, and there's the eagle of American fascism.
It's new media art. It has a QR code on it.
Oh my God, sick. It has Black Panther.
It's new media art.
This shit is woke as fuck, dude. I love...
It's that fucking net art that everybody thought was so accessible and outside the market.
Oh, yeah. It's actually really easy to make a collage of stuff you find online and then print it out and put it in a mall.
Absolutely. Let's read the fucking mall text. All right, who do you think it is? Is it Molly Soda? Is it?
Oh my God, I hope so.
Who do you think it is?
Oh no,
Is it Ryder Rips?
I'm gonna say, judging by the anime eyes, I think maybe Jeanette Haze.
Yeah, I was gonna guess Jeanette Haze too. There's Five Nights at Freddy's in there.
Oh wow.
Oh boy. Oh my God, it's Jeanette Haze. You got it.
Fuck yes.
I was gonna say Jeanette Haze too, but I'm like, that's two on the nose.
Dude, no, it is. Oh. It fucking is. Wow, dude, go get it.
Rules for viewing: only look during visiting hours. Rules for reflection: ha 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 ha. 2019.
Wow.
HY. They're rebranding Hudson Yards as HY in all of their marketing. So for HR. For HYX Off the Wall, Haze reflected this specific locale of her work, juxtaposing.
Oh, right.
Because this looks like Juxtapose Magazine. That's why they said
that. That's right. Get it all together, man. Oh, for fuck's sake. This painting is
an
archetype of the Hudson River School, an artistic movement from the 19th century. Have you heard of it? It's reflected on discovery, exploration, settlement along the Hudson River. Colonialist dog whistle. Haze sees an alignment of this with the vision of Hudson Yards for a new era of community, culture, and commerce.
Yeah, because that's what this is going to cultivate, not like a big fucking jerk off for the tourists and bullshit people.
She makes all of her money doing advertising stuff for like fashion labels.
Jeanette Haze, I mean, we've talked about it on the podcast before, but like literally will trace other artists' work, like working contemporary artists, but because they're Japanese, she like thinks it's fucking edgy or something.
I don't know. It's like, I don't even want to try and get at people with their whole appropriation culture thing, because obviously none of these images on this whole printout are, like, self-generated. So, like, there's a really low premium for invention in the arts.
It was a big, like, controversy, because I think it was a series of her paintings at the Hole, and people were taught, like more illustrator type people were like, oh, this is just like a Maruo painting, but they don't mention that anywhere in the press release, and if you ask them about it, they shut down and don't say anything. And so that made it a bigger deal than it could have been if it had just been like,
oh, you're right, you got it,
you nailed it. Was inspired by Maruo or whatever the fuck.
Right.
Like, it's like,
yeah, hey everybody, you know what's a cool way to live? Credit and amplify.
Yeah, dude, I mean, everything, art, it's like, as much as sometimes it's an individual meditation, it's also it's a collection of collective input. It's like a beautiful public smorgasbord of influences, and that's something that we can talk about without being total fucking dickbags about it.
Yep. God. Hopefully. Well, I'm amazed. You know, I'm really glad that this is all happening. Just
how much you
want to
bet if we scan this while we finish looking at the wall, it's like some stupid, like, fucking meme or, like, Rickroll or some stupid-ass fucking...
Yeah, I hope that it's...
Corny junk.
Does this... Can I... How come... Can you just scan...
Honestly, QR codes are extremely passe. Nobody uses them anymore.
I know.
So I don't know how. I didn't have a smartphone, really, when they were big, so I'd never really learned.
I used to have an app for it, and then I was like, this is the lamest thing in the world. Like,
we could take a picture of it now and do it later.
Yeah, let's just do that. I'm bored.
Oh, God.
Oh.
Oh, your
phone.
Dang,
it knew I was looking at... Yeah, so my phone just is redirecting me to a website because I put a camera up to a QR code.
I love the future.
Yeah.
I love technology. I love new media.
I love new media, dude. Look at how much time we're spending on this work.
Just, like, staring at this corner being like, is that a Yu-Gi-Oh character? Or, I don't know, is it...
Yeah, I'm receiving the meaning.
Is it, Fist of the North Star. I can't quite figure it out. Oh, God.
That's a polywhirl. I don't know. This isn't loading. Let's just quit.
I give up. We should take a picture of this so people know what we're fucking.
Yeah.
Look.
It's
the only reason why you bought it.
I'm trying out a panorama.
I'm just mad. I'm mad with how lazy it is. Like, I of course like am a fan of digital collage and collage in general.
Yeah, it's just like not very good, but it's, you know, it's for a mall. Oh, that's a pretty good panorama. Huh?
Yeah, it's terrifying. God, ugh.
Yeah.
Oh, this makes me want to die.
Well, you know what? We're in a mall. We didn't come here for meaning.
It makes me die alongside all the other thing that the mall makes me die about. It's all the same. It's all the same thing.
Just allow yourself to feel the void.
Is the vessel suicide proof?
That's a huge question that no one is addressing, and if it isn't, then it will be.
Wow. Oh, God. So, if we go this way, I think we'll be inside of it.
Oh, my God.
We're bored by it.
Oh, yeah. Bore me. Ooh, there it is. Oh, my God. It's stairs.
It's stairs. Guess what? It's stairs.
Yeah. Oh, amazing. You could jump right off the top of these stairs.
You could absolutely jump off that thing.
If you wanted to. I think that's what it's about. You know, it takes you a long time to think it over, and that's why there's so many stairs. And then at the top, it's really just, you know, a pretty easily overtaken barrier. That keeps you from the infinite.
I don't see any nets or anything.
Yeah, they didn't even bother to extend the glass, like, above.
Like climbing height.
Yeah, like, you could reach your hands up and just pull yourself over. Yeah, look at that. That person.
Yeah, yeah.
Just...
That, her head's definitely above the railing.
Yeah. Amazing. But people are just, they're in it for the beauty and the serenity and the skyline. They're not in it for,
what, skyline Jersey? Like,
yeah, yeah, look at that river right there.
It is sunset.
Do we go up the vessel?
Should we? I mean, we probably should.
Yeah, maybe it's different when you're inside. Maybe it's fun when you're in there.
I love walking upstairs.
Yes.
One of my favorite things to do is walk upstairs.
It's just like, you don't get enough of it in the city.
I love walking up and down the subway stairs. It's my favorite part of my day.
I love when I get a little bit sweaty and out of breath because I walked up a bunch of stairs. And then just walking back down again. Okay, so there's been a lot of critique about this thing. Do you feel like any of the articles you read are giving you the full understanding of being here in real life?
The McMansion Hell Lady did one that... I don't know, I liked it. course. I liked Hamilton, Nolan's one. But I don't know. I'm not that great at, like, imagining myself in places until I'm actually in them. I of course agree with the concept of this is a hyper-capitalist hellscape bullshit place for the worst types of people imaginable, and but I also just absolutely dread being
I'm struck by how many people are here, and the crowd seems to just be like an average. It's a lot of different kinds of people. None of them seem to really be able to shop. Nobody really has any bags.
Yeah, a lot of the stores are empty.
Yeah, everybody's really like looking around a lot, so they seem like, you know, everyone is interested in experiencing the shiny new mall. They like being here.
I mean, at this point in where we are in capitalism, like, the point of a mall is just an advertisement. It's the same sort of expense that these brands write off as like a billboard or an advertisement, because it's just like so much of their sales, like, it's not like they're so big, they're multinational corporations, or like, and their bottom line isn't do or die on based on one location. So it's really just like that's, I guess, the idea of a flagship is to just have a presence.
Yeah. Yeah, they're getting a lot of really great advertising space here, because.
Oh, and did you hear about like any pictures that we take? I don't know if it's in the Hudson Yards or up in the vessel. They can use however they want, or
we should take like
licensing
pictures of our butts.
Yeah.
Like pictures of like a poop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, man, license this.
Got him.
Ooh, you guys, I'm a dissident.
All right.
Yeah.
I've been dreading going.
Are we going to go in? I don't know. I'm tired.
I'm already so tired thinking about going in there.
Yeah, do you want to just skip it?
Can we walk the first staircase?
We'll start and see how it feels.
Like, I started feeling dizzy thinking about it. It's not like I get vertigo or anything, but it's just like I'm just like, I don't know if I want to do this.
Yeah, it just kind of was like, oh. As far as my expectations go, I know that they won't be fulfilled.
Oh, everyone's in line for a brand experience of some sort.
Oh, I thought that said Narc Park.
It might as well. They designed the elevators for maximum advertisement engagement.
Yeah. Ooh, look at that, another screen. Yeah, you can't go in there probably, right?
Is that like the residential lobby probably?
KKR.
Oh, looks scary. What if coffee table but has a screen in it?
Oh, that's cool. I wonder if it can have anything on top. I'm gonna touch it.
Hello, hi. How are you?
Hi.
How can I assist today?
Oh, we were just wondering what this table screen is about.
Okay. So these are the buildings this is the old campus.
Oh, yeah.
They call it a campus?
Yeah, they call it a campus. our city within a city. We call it a campus.
That's cool. Well, we're here to learn. Okay. So,
yeah, of course.
Well, I love your bow tie.
Oh, thank you. So thank you so much. I appreciate that. So you're here right here.
Oh yeah, the shops and restaurants at Hudson Yards.
Right. So you're right here.
And what's that area right there?
Okay, so that is where we have our management office. CNN, WarnerMedia, their office is through in that section over there.
Okay, so that's 30 Hudson Yards.
30 Hudson Yards.
And then are these like more offices?
Yeah,
here?
These are more offices than like residential.
Okay.
And then we have, this is going to be, wait a minute, am I reading this correctly? I just want to make sure that I'm reading this correctly. This is going to be, this is going to be office residential. This is this shed, which is right here. And then this is going to be Equinox Hotel and a spa.
Lovely.
And residence as well.
Right. So the residences are just sort of like scattered.
Yes.
Interesting.
And this is the park.
Okay, so it's right away.
Yeah.
He's helpful, helping a bunch of people.
Is that Herbert?
Yes. Oh my God. Well, thank you for showing
us. You're welcome, sure. Did you have a directory?
Oh, this is great.
Yeah, and they have the floor plan of everything in the back.
Great. Cool.
Do you want to go to the shed?
Yeah, let's go check out the shed.
Okay.
So when you go out, the middle door, and then you can see the shed. So if you go here.
Wow, a real Herbert.
Yeah. Oh my God, dressed to the nines. I have to say, I really love the matching loafer and pant combo.
Because you said it's open probably in a week or so. But you look at the shed right here.
Oh, there it is.
Okay.
Wow. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Wow. So incredibly polite and well dressed.
Huh? I loved him. I loved meeting Herbert in real life.
I know. He had a gold studded bow tie on. I can't wait until he ushers in a new world order.
Dude, I can't wait till that guy gets possessed and like lasers the shit to the ground.
Oh my God. What if this vessel is here for Herbert to jump off of, just like New Yokio? And then it's actually just a great channeling cipher that will like open up the portal of demons.
I literally just got chills, not because I'm cold, but because like,
because it's all lining up, yo. We're at the demon portal. Hot take, everybody.
Where's this take?
Oh my God. This take is only here.
Did we do it? Did we come all the way here and thinking that it was a waste of time and that everybody's already covered this sufficiently, but then find the take?
This is the demon portal.
Let's go. It's a big line.
Oh, what? I quit.
It looks like an alien portal. It looks like the ride at the county fair that's like you spin around in a flying saucer.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and you're like on the edge of the wall or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what we're about to do.
Oh, damn. Yeah, I like the energy of all these things sort of like splaying out and up. You know, I'm under it. I feel like I'm looking at the underside of the bean.
Bean, shiny bean. I was wondering when we were going to make shiny bean.
Yeah. Oh man, it's like the shiny bean that opens up into like an onion blossom that's a portal
into the Bahamut's hellmouth.
Yeah. Oh, is this ticketed or something?
I don't know. Let's find out.
Oh, look at the rules. Vital behaviors. Resist the temptation to climb railings or other structures. Oh, do you have to have tickets?
Yes, they're free. You're going to run straight ahead at that podium.
Oh, God. Let's just read the rules.
Yeah. Yeah, so it says just resist the temptation to climb railings or other structures. We do not allow it. And you can be heard if you attempt it. Huh. So they're already
accounting for this. There must be security on it. And I assume that alien door closes at night.
Hey, no smoking or vaping.
Will you take a picture of the alien door? The thing is, everyone's tickets are on their phone. So they're gonna fucking make us give them our email or download a fucking app or some shit.
I don't want to do that.
And I do not want to do it. I will not do it. Dude, it's already scratched up in the glass. Dude. It's an amusement park.
Yeah. A really boring one.
You gotta got tickets to get on the ride.
Stupid. That's just one step too far. But probably later we'll be able to just walk on there and see what all the fuss was about. I feel like I got the understanding that I needed, though.
I'm good. Like, seeing it from the mall was enough for me.
Yeah. Let's go back in the mall. It's cold.
It is really cold and windy. Not a great day to record.
No.
But y'all get content, whatever.
Should we just end it?
Yeah, maybe.
I feel like
I don't want to do it.
Yeah, let's just.
I don't want to do it anymore.
Well, it's 7 now, so we can go back to the studio and
okay.
Do an inside up.
Okay. Well, should we just say goodbye while we're out here?
Bye.
Okay. We went. we went to the fucking bad place that everyone hates, and we also hate it.
Yep.
There's a lot of construction, a lot of cranes. It looks like a different fucking city on this side than it does than where we entered on. We entered on 10th Avenue. Ave, and now we're on the water.
And it's just a plaza with tulips. And some like violets that they planted, and all the buildings are interlocking.
Like, and I'm kind of having like a weird feeling. I'm having like a sort of deja vu feeling, or like I feel like I'm not in New York City.
Yeah, I feel like I'm in Chicago.
Yeah, shiny bean.
Yeah, it's just shiny bean, but also like wide public paved area with a lot of
manicured.
Like experimental architecture.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, cool. That's what we were missing. Looking like another city.
Now it'll be a functional city where everybody can live and, you know, there will be less homelessness and less,
yes.
Less unemployment. And this is what we needed to fix the city.
We fixed it just by letting it happen.
All right. Good job, us. Bye.
Bye. I care if you have an aeroplane that can fly the world and we can have a fantasy. It doesn't matter if you drive a limousine. It really doesn't matter if you drive for galaxy. I really don't care if you just drive a truck. I care if you just drive a limousine. It doesn't really matter if you drive a Ferrari. I really don't care because I just love your company. Lots of fun. Lots of fun. Let's have 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 fun. Lots of fun. Let's have fun. Let's have fun. Let's have fun. Lots of fun. Let's have fun.